The Trade Minister Richard Marles's brief in Port Moresby is to help nurture Australia's two-way trade with PNG. It's presently worth about $7 billion a year, but with the major PNG liquefied natural gas project underway in the nation's southern highlands, Australia thinks it could be higher. The minister spoke to Lexi Metherill.
Australia's export credit agency, the Export Finance and Insurance Corporation, has given a loan of $350 million to the multi-billion dollar PNG LNG project. This project involves a subsea pipeline. Will that pipeline deliver gas to Australia eventually, or will Australia import gas from that project?
At this point, I don't understand that is what's planned, but I do stand to be corrected on that. The sale of the gas coming out of the LNG project, I understand, is largely elsewhere. But there are Australian companies that are involved in the project. It's a really important project from the point of view of Australian investments here in PNG, and it's obviously a very important project for the future of this country. I mean, it is easily the largest resources project which is being developed today in Papua New Guinea, and its success goes a long way to the development and the success of Papua New Guinea over the next decade and beyond.
Asylum policy is also one of the items on your agenda in Port Moresby. Is PNG's role in Australia's approach to asylum seekers likely to be expanded, and how?
Well, firstly, we are very grateful for the role that PNG has played to this point in time in the provision of the processing centre on Manus Island. I'm not going to go into the details of the specifics of the conversations, but the important point is we've seen PNG playing a really significant role through this processing. We're very grateful for the role that they've played to date, and we do want to see a further strengthening of the way in which we can work together to deal with what is a very significant regional issue, and one which they acknowledge is a significant regional issue, and we're grateful for that.
Last week, a PNG-based diplomat, Lisa Clutterham, put her name forward to run for the seat of Lawler in Victoria. She said she had your backing. What was the nature of that support that you gave her?
Well, firstly, I think that we need to be seeing as many people as possible putting their hands up for public office in Australia, and certainly from the point of view of the Labor Party, we appreciate it when people do take the stand of putting their hands up. Lisa Clutterham is a person who had real interest in Labor politics, who did want to serve, and I think it's great that she was prepared to put her name forward. We are very fortunate that we have a lot of great candidates putting their name forward in the context of the round of pre-selections that are going on at the moment. Joanne Ryan, who is also a candidate in Lawler and is a school principal in Melbourne's West, is somebody who I think is also a very good candidate. Of course, Lisa has made it clear now that she is not going to be standing, and she's doing that, as I understand it, from the reasons of wanting to have a sense of party unity in the lead up to the election, and very much respect the decision she's made there. I think it's just good that somebody like that was prepared to put their hand up, and I have no doubt that we are going to be very well represented by whoever ultimately is successful in the seat of Lawler and indeed in the other pre-selections that are occurring around the country at the moment.
But Minister, when the Prime Minister is trying to democratise the party and encourage more grassroots support, what does it say about your judgment that you were prepared to back someone who had no connection to Melbourne?
Well, I think what's important is that we have as wide a range of people as possible who are willing to serve. And in Lisa Clutterham, and what we had is somebody who put their hand up, who obviously had much to offer, who comes, frankly, from a different gene pool than traditionally comes through the Labor Party ranks, and I think that that's a positive. It's ultimately, this is a matter for the Labor Party itself to decide, and I think it's important that as many people are putting their hands up as possible to get the best possible choice for the Labor Party to make, and I think it's hard to be criticised for encouraging people to put their hands up and for people to put their hands up.
The Trade Minister Richard Marles speaking to Lexi Metherill.